Live updates: Trump returns to campaign trail in Sanford, Florida. By Tony Lee on October 12, 2020. President Donald Trump will return to the campaign trail and hold a Monday evening rally in Sanford, Florida. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8 p.m., Trump concludes another energetic rally with at least three more scheduled in swing states this week. 7:57 p.m., Trump says he's leading in Nevada and Arizona. He thinks he is leading in Pennsylvania. Trump says he is leading all over the place. 7:52 p.m., Trump says a vote for Republicans is a vote for safe communities, great jobs, and a limitless future for all Americans. He vows to ban deadly sanctuary cities and make America the manufacturing capital of the world as Trump begins to wrap up the rally with his standard closing remarks. Loud cheers and USA chants after Trump talks about preserving the Second Amendment. Trump vows to keep America out of ridiculous wars against countries you have never heard of. 7:50 p.m., Trump says Biden wants to give away everything to Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, and he says he stands with the people of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela in their fight for freedom. Trump says his heart will always be with the people of Colombia, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. He rips Biden for meeting with former M19 member Gustavo Petro. Trump says Biden took the meeting because he didn't know who the hell the guy was. 7:46 p.m., Trump talks up his tax cuts and regulation cuts. Trump talks about killing the leader of ISIS and blowing it into oblivion. He also says he got Soleimani and withdrew from the last administration's disastrous Iran deal because it was a catastrophe. He says the first call he will get after he wins the election will be from Iran because they will want to make a deal. 7:42 p.m., Trump claims there is hardly any crime in the country except in cities run poorly by Democrats. He says he thinks he will win Minnesota because of the rioters. 7:36 p.m., Trump hits Biden for supporting NAFTA, TPP, and China's entry into the World Trade Organization. Trump says the dismal days of betrayal will come back with unprecedented force if Washington Democrats are allowed to take over. He says the people who control Sleepy Joe have put forward the most radical plan in history, including plans to eliminate the U.S. border. He says Democrats want sanctuary cities nationwide and suspend all removals of illegals out of our country regardless of whether they are murderers, rapists, or bank robbers. He says this thought process is demented and it would mean the total nullification of U.S. borders and overwhelm all cities and towns. 7:35 p.m., Trump says the federal government will be with Florida monetarily and with FEMA if the state gets hit by more hurricanes. 7:32 p.m., Trump says nobody has done more for law enforcement than he has. He says law enforcement officials who are Democrats have told him they had no choice but to vote for him. 7:23 p.m., Trump says the left-wing mob is on the run and we will never surrender to them. Trump says he has directed the FBI to investigate the destruction of the Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt statues in Oregon. He says if Biden wins, there will be bedlam all over the place. Trump says Biden may be the worst presidential candidate in history and I got him. Trump says there is more pressure on him to win because Biden is such a horrible candidate. He now says Biden couldn't even think of one law enforcement agency that has endorsed him during the debate. Trump says Democrats have declared war on the police and lists all of his law endorsements, including the Latino Police Officers Association. 7:22 p.m., Trump says he was honored to be endorsed by Puerto Rico's governor, and he says he is the best thing that has happened to Puerto Rico. 7:20 p.m., Trump claims vaccines will be delivered by the military and are all set to go. He says Democrats don't want the vaccine until after the election. He accuses Biden of destroying Puerto Rico's pharmaceutical industry and sending Puerto Rico into a nosedive. 7:18 p.m., Trump again hammers Biden for calling him xenophobic for the China travel ban. 7:14 p.m., Trump says prosperity will surge and Florida's tourism and hospitality industries will reach historic new highs, highs like they have never reached before. He says Biden will prolong the pandemic and annihilate Florida's economy with lockdowns. Trump now says he's in great shape. He says he feels so good he wants to go in the audience and kiss everyone, men, women, children. He claims he is maybe immune, maybe for life or maybe for 4 months. 7:08 p.m., Trump says Biden and the socialists will kill jobs, dismantle borders, release criminal aliens, confiscate guns, destroy suburbs, and drive God from the public square. Trump says Democrats took the word God out twice during the DNC. He says Biden refuses to answer questions on the packing of the Supreme Court. Trump urges his supporters to get out and vote so Democrats can't change the country by packing the court with far-left radicals. Trump says if he got elected because of the Supreme Court, it is more true now than it was 4 years ago because Democrats are threatening to destroy the Supreme Court. Trump says Barrett's nomination is driving them crazy before saying Barrett will be a fantastic Supreme Court justice. Trump says Barrett is a brilliant scholar who will defend our laws, rights, constitution like very few people would have the capability of doing. He says the radical left is enraged and unhinged and determined to destroy everything we cherish. He says we are not letting them cancel culture us all. He says that the radical left want to punish the middle class and turn America into communist Cuba or socialist Venezuela and ruin the lives of Hispanic Americans and all Americans. He also thanks Hispanic Americans in Florida for their support. He also says Biden was also a big lover of Castro. 7:05 p.m., Trump says this is the most important election in the history of the country. He says he has to win because these people are crazy. Trump says if Biden wins, the radical left will run the country. He says they are addicted to power and God help us if they ever got it. He says you don't make comebacks from where they will take the country. Trump says if he doesn't always play by the rules of the Washington establishment, it's because he was elected to fight for voters. Trump says he is doing more for America than any administration has ever done despite the witch hunts. He says Democrats were spying on his campaign and trying to take down a legally sworn in administration. He says they have tried to get him out of office for 4 years and he'll take care of it after the election. 7:02 p.m., Trump says Biden is owned by the radical globalists who shipped away jobs and sacrificed American blood and treasure with endless wars. He says the corrupt political class is desperate to regain power by any means necessary. We are the ones standing in their way, Trump says. Trump also claims there is more enthusiasm and he is winning by a lot more than they were in 2016. 7 p.m., Trump keeps talking about another stock market record before saying Biden had a very bad day today because he forgot Mitt Romney's name and didn't know what state he was in and he said that he is a proud Democrat running for the U.S. Senate. 6:56 p.m., Trump about to kick off the rally. Trump says it's great to be back. He says Sleepy Joe had a rally today and nobody showed up. Trump says it's great to be back in his home state and says he is so energized by the support and prayers he has received. Trump talks about making tremendous progress with therapeutics. Trump claims he will get whatever the hell they gave him and distribute it to hospitals. 6:45 p.m., establishment media outlets decline to assign reporters to Air Force One. Left tripping the rally as a Trump super spreader event. 6:40 p.m., Air Force One is about to land. Dash.